Then you would put it in the truck, bicycle, whatever you delivered it in. And when you got to the house, in order not to itemize, check it again, you would just count the items on the ticket and count the items on the table. If you had the right number, then that was all right. Then you went clear and you just left, you know. But you were supposed to check items, item for item at the store before you left, and then you were allowed to count them at the house. And of course, if you were one short, then you had to read them and find out what you were short. But this boy had made, quite a few short deliveries and this and that, and he wasn't sweeping the corners in the store and this and that. The old man had been on him pretty heavy, you know. After you ride a boy for about a week and you still don't get any results, then you ride him a little harder, you know. And this was about in his third week, and it was real cold weather. And the clerk, he waited on a little boy about, we used to open the store in those days about 6 o'clock in the morning. And he was, the little boy come in for a list of groceries. He had about 5 items, and he wanted, among the things that he wanted was a quart of syrup. And he went back and put the syrup jug under the, with the funnel, and turned the gate valve on, and it came out real slow. It was coming so slow, he decided that he would save time if he would go and put the other items up on the list, let the syrup run slow, and come back and get the syrup. And he went and put the order up, and when he came back to this, he forgot about the syrup jug. When he came back to the syrup valve, for a space of about 10 feet around the barrel, there was syrup about 2 inches thick on the floor.
Oh.
And he just looked at it. And he remembered, I guess, all the hell he'd been catching the 2 weeks before. So he just walked out the front of the door and left. I was a little fellow about 7 or 8 years old. And my dad came back then, he saw that syrup on the floor. He looked at me and he says, "Who did this?" I said, "It was Buster." And he said, "Where is he?" I said, "He just went out the front door." He says, "Go get him." I said, "You still want him?" He said, "Yeah, I got to tell him about this." So I chased him about 2 blocks down, you know. He didn't like me too much anyway, this fella didn't. I chased him about 2 blocks down by the time he got there. He said, "What do you want?" I said, "My daddy wants you to come back to the store." He said, "I'm not going back there and catching any more help him at all." He said, "You can tell him he don't owe me nothing and I don't owe him anything. I'm leaving." I never will forget that. He never did come back.
Oh, boy.
He just left. But like I say, the fella didn't know me. One of the boo-boos that he pulled, I knew he didn't like me. I used to ride the delivery truck, with the men. And we had made the downtown. We had used to call it this section of town, and the south was downtown. This section was uptown. We used to leave the store with about 10 or 12 orders at a time in the truck, you know, it's about what you can get in there. And we had made, that morning, we had about 8 town orders and we had a boat order. We used to supply the tugboats. I told you my father opened a commissary, you know, in connection with my mother's brother's tenure, and they had a towing business.
Yeah.
And we had a tugboat order, which is generally a big order. You sell, you know, it's just, it's